All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton here to dig a little deeper into the book of Deuteronomy with you. This week, we are looking at chapter 1, verses 19 to 33. Let's look at our text here. Then we set out from Horeb and went through all that great and terrifying wilderness that you saw, on the way to the hill country of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, you have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. See, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up, take possession, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has told you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Then all of you came near and said, let us send men before us, that they may explore the land for us and bring us word again of the way by which we must go up and the cities into which we shall come. The thing seemed good to me, and I took 12 men from you, one man from each tribe. And they went... They turned and went up into the hill country and came to the valley of Eshcol and spied it out. And they took in their hands some of the fruit of the land and brought it down to us and brought us word again and said, it is a good land that the Lord our God is giving us. Yet you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. And you murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to give us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Where are we going up? Our brothers have made our hearts melt, saying, the people are greater and taller than we. The cities are greater and more fortified up to heaven. And besides, we have seen the sons of the Anakim here. Then I said to you, do not be in dread or afraid of them. The Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight for you, just as he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness, where you have seen how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son, all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet in spite of this word, you did not believe the Lord your God, who went before you in the way to seek you out a place to pitch your tents, in fire by night and in cloud by day, to show you by what way you should go. All right, there is our text for this week. And there is a lot to see here because it is really the topic of Numbers 13 and 14, which we will talk about this week and next week as we bookend Deuteronomy around what is said there in Numbers. So Moses goes to the extent of, we went from Horeb into the hill country of the Amorites that God had given the people of Israel. And he says, see, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Here it is. Here is the beginning of the promised land. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Go. When we have this dismayed, we have this nuance in the Hebrew. In the Nifal, which is like the reflexive sense, you have this verb that can mean shattered or broken to pieces or dismayed, disheartened, terrified. So this dismay, this having your heart broken to pieces as to how totally true this is in the eyes of the people, is that this is completely terrifying an idea. It relates to the disintegration in the physical sphere and fear in the psychological realm, which is what we have here. We have the people shrinking away because they don't want to have to deal with problems coming up. They want to just sit back and be afraid and be safe, which all stems from a lack of trust in God's word and power to save. This is why God goes, especially through Deuteronomy and Joshua, continually talking about being strong and courageous, following after him, listening to his word and his power, not necessarily what you see with your eyes. And we see this again through Deuteronomy, Joshua, and even Judges as well, as it is brought about again the salvation and the deliverance of Israel from their oppressors in the most unusual and typically outnumbered ways. So in the way that Moses describes it here in Deuteronomy, it was the people's idea to bring forward the spies to go into the land. And so let's go. Let's make sure we know which way to go, because we don't need to send the whole people in there. We just send a few people in there and they can figure out What's the best route for us to take? And so, that's what they do, and we'll read that in a few moments. But now as they come back, they describe the land as a good land. And this is what God says in Exodus 3 in the burning bush to Moses. This is what the spies report in Numbers 14. It is one that is covered again and again and again. Good shows up in the book of Deuteronomy numerous times. But it also, Dr. Harstad has the idea that this goodness may also allude to the creation of the pristine earth, which God acknowledges as good in Genesis 1. So it could be this idea of bringing back to the people, this is as close as you're going to get to Eden in this world. This is a good land, just like everything I created was good. And yet, the spies went out, 10 of them, just believing their eyes, just seeing this is a more advanced people than us, technologically, militarily, you know, all of these things. We are not going to be able to stand against them. Oh yes, and by the way, the sons of the Anakim are there, you know, the giants, which would later on bring about Goliath. So it's like, nope, we don't want to do this. And Moses again says, do not be in dread or afraid of them. The Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight for you. This has been the promise the entire time, is that God will fight for his people. God fights for his people still today. And yet we don't want to see anything other than what our eyes can tell us. And so the people get thrown into the wilderness, as we will talk about next week, and as we end up chapter 1 of Deuteronomy. But it's all because they refused to listen and believe God's word. So we're going to close up this week by looking at part of Numbers 13. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every one a chief among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of the Lord, all of them men who were heads of the people of Israel. And he goes on to list them all. Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up into the Negev and go up into the hill country and see what the land is, and whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, and whether the land that they dwell in is good or bad, and whether the cities that they dwell in are camps or strongholds, and whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are trees in it or not. Be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land. So again, be of good courage as you go out. Now the time was the season for the first ripe grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob near Lebohamath. Then they went up into the Negev and came to Hebron. Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak, were there. Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came to the valley of Eshcol and cut down from there a branch with a single cluster of grapes. And they carried it on a pole between two of them. They also brought some pomegranates and figs. That place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster that the people of Israel cut down from there. So Eshcol meaning the bountifulness of the valley. That this is, we see in the Sunday school depictions of this, the two guys carrying it on poles because the grapes are like the size of watermelons. So you need, you know, multiple people to carry them. This is just an inkling of how good the land is. And yes, there are struggles. And we will see more of that as we move into the rest of Numbers 13 and 14 next week as to the issues that the people have. But here again, we have simply the one thing that is necessary: to believe the word that God is speaking to you. To believe in the one who has said, I am giving this to you. That's what the Israelites could not believe, even from all the goodness that were shown. Even from, yes, okay, it was 10 verses 2 in the bad report versus good report, again, as we'll see next time. But, again, how often do we see in the scriptures that it is not the majority that have it in the right, but the minority? Because the majority will not listen to God. I mean, that is clearly stated throughout all the scriptures. The majority will not listen to him. It's the minority. But again, everything even there needs to be talked about and studied against the revealed word of God, which is why we have Digging Deeper, which is why we have the Confessional Corner, to give us the tools to dig into the word, to hear, mark, hear, learn, mark, read. I forget how the prayer goes at the moment off the top of my head, but to then go into inwardly digest the word of God so that we might be able to wrestle with the theology, to see what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. Just like the spies being sent into the promised land, we have the promised land here in our scriptures. And it is there that we look, it is there that we search, so that we might be able not only to figure out what's right and wrong, but to apply that to our lives here in the wilderness that we live in this world. Amen.